Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide what way of improving profitability the speaker is recommending. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what way of improving profitability each speaker is recommending.
Sure, the relocation plan is attractive, but just look at the costs. And this just isn't a good time to be spending that sort of money. Why not make the most of what we've got instead of starting from scratch? Keep our present location, strip it down, and completely redesign and redecorate our existing workspace. I think we could be far more efficient without such a huge outlay.
Well, I feel that we're just not making enough profit to sustain the kind of growth we need. Obviously, production costs have increased, and I don't think we've taken that into account nearly enough. Introducing a competitive pricing strategy wouldn't mean that we couldn't take inflation into account, and we should certainly consider this before the end of the year. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves selling at below cost.
Time equals money, and you just have to look at the amount of time we spend, well, waste, travelling from place to place to realise that this is costing us too much. We're duplicating a lot of services and systems which we wouldn't have to do if we streamlined our offices. Operating from one location instead of 4 would lead to greater control, considerable reduction in costs, and increased efficiency. Staff would appreciate it too.
I think that there's a danger. We're over-diversified, and instead of looking at our production processes and ways of automating them even further, what we should be doing is targeting our most successful lines and focusing on them, even if it means abandoning some lines altogether. What I'm talking about is specialization. Concentrate on what we know we do well and what we know will make money. And that'll bring down costs, too.
We're relying too heavily on past success without thinking about where we go from here. You can't just rely on maintaining productivity. Prices of raw materials are rising and our overheads are enormous. Look at what we're spending on buildings alone. In this business, you have to run just to stay in the same place. We've got to constantly improve, and that means getting more produced faster and better.
Now listen to the recordings again. Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker is trying to do. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker is trying to do.
I'm afraid we really need to finish the project as soon as possible. If we don't keep to the schedule, the delay could lose us our external funding. Losing that could lead to various problems, including salaries not being paid on time. Don't forget as well that the budget depends on us finishing by the end of the summer. No, we need to keep to our original plans and keep that money coming in.
As you can see, the figures speak for themselves. Our model EXG surpassed all forecasts in its first year. Because of our competitive pricing policy, it has been selling extremely well. However, we want to extend this trend and build on it. We now need to come up with a campaign to make sure we increase the number of models we sell abroad, not just on the domestic market. Japan is our main target.
20.
Right, let's see where we've gotten to. We've agreed to recognize when staff have worked hard and achieved their goals. Sales need to have done reasonably well in their area, ideally better than the forecasts, while keeping within budget. And if we feel a person is worth substantial investment, we can go with a 5% pay rise, as well as offering a bonus in exceptional circumstances.
21.
The figures show quite clearly that we didn't reach the target we set last year. If anything, I think we ought to cut back on spending, at least for the next few months. If sales pick up in the new year, and we manage to add new clients to our base, maybe we can think about buying more estate and equipment then. If I may say so, we have to be realistic.
22.
What were last year's figures? Not too good, I see. Sales in the US were down, but it looks as though they were more or less constant in Asia. However, the worldwide market's pretty buoyant at the moment. Forecasts do seem more optimistic, and our investment looks sound. So, yeah, let's go along with that. We'll allocate $400,000 for the first quarter. That's an 8% increase on last year. We should be able to keep within that.
2.